Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Geez, bring us back this Green Onion 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Don Cooper's our guest. DonCooper.com, right, Don?
Yep.
That's how they can find out all the things that you do, all the work that you do on helping people with their sales strategy, whether it be for speaking. You do a lot of training, too, don't you? Train organizations on how to improve their
sales. Exactly. I do sales training. I do customer service training. So I help companies dramatically increase their sales.
I hope part of your program is to teach people how to say thank you, because apparently today we have
absolutely.
To do that.
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
Yeah,
to
it's
me.
Critical.
It's amazing to me that people won't look you in the eye and say thank you for your business.
Yeah, that's one of the positive attitudes you need to be embracing is an attitude of gratitude. You need to be thankful all the time.
Yeah.
Thankful for what you have. Thankful for what you've accomplished. Thankful for all the good things that are in your life. The more you appreciate people and you appreciate what you have, the more good things you'll get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is reciprocal, isn't it? Attitude, good attitudes come back to you, don't they?
Yep. And that's one of the things you can do when you're in a funk, when you're feeling depressed or you're feeling despair. Make a list of all the things you're thankful for. I did that a few years ago. I got sick on the night before Thanksgiving, and I was lying in bed. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I was in a terrible funk because my Thanksgiving day was going to be ruined, and I was feeling sorry for myself. And it was in the middle of the recession, and I thought, well, I can sit here and be miserable or I can really appreciate what I've got. And I made a whole list of things I was thankful for. And it turned into a poem I put on my blog. It's called The Night Before Thanksgiving. And it's a long list of things I'm really grateful for. And when I finished the list, I felt a lot better, and I fell asleep immediately. I woke up the next morning, I felt great. The virus was gone. And that's...
So apparently your list has healing powers, too, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I used to do? When I was having a tough day, and I wasn't feeling it, or I was aggravated, my company did something that made me mad, or whatever, something happened, I would not call on anybody new that day. I would go visit customers who loved me.
Yes.
I'd call on people who loved me that I couldn't run off because I'd done such a good job for them. They were my champions, so to be. They were my cheerleaders out there. I'd go call on those people and not try to sell them anything. I'd just go hang out with them to whatever degree I could, take them to lunch or something, and I'd be around those kinds of people because, you know, I'm a pretty positive guy, but even positive people get down sometimes. That's what I would do to get myself out of a funk. What do you think?
That's not a great tactic. I was going to recommend that. Go talk to your customers who love you because they'll jack you up. They'll tell you how great you are and how wonderful your product is, and that'll give you a lot more enthusiasm and confidence to go out and talk to more people.
Well, and you don't just them. You go and you talk to them. What can I do to help you? You know, you check on them. You maybe just make a regular customer care call. I think it's got to be something for them. But the main thing is that you're around people who are probably not going. They're probably going to be more likely to bring you up than to bring you down.
Sure.
And reminds you, because you know what happens, what used to get me in the funk would be I'd have a customer who was unhappy. You know, something happened and maybe I screwed up or whatever.
Right.
And you try to reset yourself, aren't you? Isn't that what you're doing? You're trying to get out of a funk is you're trying to reset yourself.
It is. And here's the beautiful thing is you don't need a reason to call them. You don't need to be calling them and say, what else can I do for you? You can just call to say hi and tell them, I just wanted to call and say hi, see how you're.
Right.
And the benefit of that is it makes the customer feel cared about.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them feel that they're important. And that actually is good customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling not to sell anything, but just calling to see how they're doing, see what's going on with them. Make feeling cared about.
And I want to say
cause them to feel better for you, that'll make you feel better.
I want to say one last thing quickly about this. Folks, salespeople who are not performing, don't presume it's all them. It might be the company. It might be something going on in the company. What do you think, Don?
Absolutely. If you're the owner of the company, look at yourself first. If there's a negative sales culture, that starts at the top, not the bottom.
It might be about compensation. It could be about a bad morale in the company. It could be a lot of different things. But take a look inward when you have that situation. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job again today.
Thank you, Jim.
DonCooper.com, ladies and gentlemen. Look, check out all the things he has going on there. Maybe he can help you. I got to go for this. I'm Jim Blysengame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.